Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, the Russia situation just went from orange to red. It is now, in my mind, at a critical juncture. I want to get Ray McGovern, former CIA analyst, on very soon to talk about this. I want to get Colonel Schaefer on to give us his take on it. But quite frankly, I've been studying it very deeply, and we've been predicting where this would go. And unfortunately, it's going that direction because the globalists want it to go in that direction, and it's a very serious situation, to say the least. We're going to be breaking that down today. Ukrainian helicopter hit by grenade taking off. Ukraine helicopter has been crippled in a grenade attack in Kiev, warns Moscow is engineering a third world war. That's the London Telegraph headline. Did you hear that? Third world war. That is the Ukraine foreign minister that's saying that, by the way, and also their vice, El Presidente. Ukraine foreign minister ready to fight Russia is the headline from the Associated Press. Kerry warns Russia of expensive new sanctions. Putin warns of consequences as Ukraine steps up offensive. Russia wants to start World War III, Ukrainian prime minister. That's in CNBC. I mean, I'm reading mainline headlines here. Remember I told you a month ago this could turn into World War III? Oh, Alex, don't be a fearmonger. What, do the ICBMs have to come into orbit, back into orbit? Or back into the atmosphere and then come in and detonate over cities and airburst for us to be concerned. How traitors can prepare for a worsening Ukraine crisis, CNBC. Russia now downgraded by S&P proposes scorched earth retaliation against NATO countries economically. Pentagon, Russian spy ship tug operating near U.S. More Big Bear nuke bombers caught trying to go into British and European airspace. I mean, this is bad. And it's what you expect when the globalists want to bring in a new global crisis so that we're all distracted by their activities. And it is thoroughly disgusting that this is happening. The West went in 3 months ago when Ukraine voted to not join with the EU and to be sucked dry by that spider, and instead tried to stay somewhat neutral. I don't want Ukraine sucked dry by the Russian spider or the globalist spider. But the globalist spider is about, let's be not exaggerate, about 10 times bigger, fatter, older, more evil, and more anti-human. I mean, the Russian spider is just happy to be in power and control of its own population, is trying to breed a larger Ruski population because it realizes that its own system is collapsing. The globalist spider is a transhumanist, power-tripping spider that believes it's God and is attacking anything decent. So that's what we're dealing with here. And I mean, this is a big deal. I've got masses of incredible news here. And I don't know how I even get into the other news on the stock market and the police state and attacks on internet freedom, which we will cover, while we've got this Ukraine situation going on. But really, we've stated the facts. The facts are there. And it's deteriorating very quickly. When we come back, I'm going to try to very calmly walk through the scenario so far and then where the scenario will go in the future or could go in the future. And it's going the very worst way. So that is all coming up today. But we've always known that a large global war is what's supposed to bring in the final world government. That's what the globalists have said themselves. And now it looks like they're trying to do it. They may have some backroom deal with Putin, and this may be staged. My gut tells me it's not. And that we're in a world of hurt. It's truly out of control. The globalists aren't going to let their system collapse without starting a world war. They're going to double down every time they're in a corner. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Straight ahead, Big Bundy news as well. It's all coming up today.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there's a terror alert on Monday about a potential 4-foot situation.
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks. I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and promote homeland security by sticking our hands down on pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the info war to the next level.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Why do police go undercover and why do countries send out spies? Simple. If you can guess from intelligence what the other guy is doing, you have the battle won before it starts. Let's see what intelligence we have about your food situation. We're having the worst disasters ever. Storms, earthquakes, floods, and terrible drought. Half our population needs food stamps and other subsidies to afford their food now. Prices have just hit their all-time high, with more terrible costs coming. Your food and now your water are being sold to other starving countries. Still, one-third of our corn goes to expensive gas instead of feeding livestock and people. What few dollars you have, China expects to devalue to uselessness. If it's possible to get the most of the best food and freeze the availability and cost before it disappears and is unavailable, you don't dare miss the opportunity. Go to myfarminabox.com or call 855-918-3663. That's myfarminabox.com or 855-918-3663.
The next 30 seconds could save your life or that of someone you love. The Peacekeeper Mini by Tigerlight is the latest in high-tech self-defense. Combining the number one rated Tigerlight with the amazing new Bluetooth GPS crowd alert technology, there is nothing like it. Endorsed by top police, military, and self-defense experts. Pre-order now at one-third the retail price at Indiegogo.com. Search Peacekeeper Mini.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. Criminals know that your wooden door frames are weak and your alarm system can't keep them out. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and alarm systems can't prevent forced entry. Harden your door and door jam with a Door Sentinel. Protect your home now at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com for a special limited time offer. The Door Sentinel, your home's first line of defense.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly. I order all those assembled to
It's a military mission in North St. Louis. Heavily armored vehicles are rolling into town.
And don't be alarmed if you see those over the next 7 days rolling through your neighborhood.
If you see military helicopters flying low over Minneapolis, do not be alarmed.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in.
Just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Enough. 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 The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
NSTSLA News 12's Jeff Farrell discovered that clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem, us.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
If you've got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics.
Black Hawk choppers soaring through the night sky, but this is only a drill.
Heavily armed officers in Watertown search for the suspect, house to house.
It's a joint military trial. training exercise involving local police, also military.
In your apartment!
I am in my apartment, sir.
Go back inside right now!
I am inside.
I have two words for you. Predator drones. You will never see it coming.
The dramatic scene played out in front of our cameras. Parents grabbing their children and running after spending the night hunkering in their houses and then finding themselves face-to-face with the muzzle of a SWAT officer's rifle.
They let them in the area. They told them they could come in, and now they're coming in like they're trespassers, punching and shoving people.
We're not turning our guns in, and we're not running, and we're not backing down. If you want to come and take them!
The march. The Empire is on the run. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
This is the heart.
Thank you, President Eisenhower, for warning us of the dangerous rise of the military-industrial complex, and later in the speech, controlled by a technological elite. That is what we're facing, is a technocracy, in the Bilderberg and Davos Group's own words. I am your host, Alex Jones, as someone who wants freedom, who's upset and angry, but also focused and mobilized in the face of this tyranny. And we have reached out to you. You have reached out to us. We've reached out to millions of others across the world. And we're having a real effect. That's why we're being attacked by all the White House mouthpieces, the globalist mouthpieces, and collaborators in the so-called liberty movement, Benedict Arnold, to try to bring us down. And we are being prepared to be set up right now. That is clear. That they don't like the message we're putting out and the fact that it's resonating and being duplicated and being augmented and expanded. And so there's going to be some more demonization campaigns out there. Now I'm going to get into the off-the-chart news in Russia, off-the-chart news on the attack on free speech coming up in a moment. David Knight has been down here for over a year, one of our great reporters and co-host of this radio show and also the Nightly News. It's very hard to get a house here, buy a house here, because it has the biggest housing shortage in the country. Austin is the major boom city nationwide as people escape California and other areas destroyed by big government. And they come here and vote to take our freedom. But hopefully folks from North Carolina and Kansas and Tennessee and a lot of other more libertarian areas will offset the socialists that are moving here. A lot of good Californians are moving here as well to escape it, but a lot of them are coming here to bring in their tyranny. But he's been off the last few days moving. And I guess out of one apartment into a house while they still try to buy a house. And so he's been listening to talk radio. He was listening to our local affiliate, 590 AM, last night because his brother-in-law out of North Carolina called him and said, you better go listen to Glenn Beck. Well, it re-airs here locally. And so he tuned in last night while packing the U-Haul, and he said, you know, we got to go into Glenn Beck's archive and find it. But he said, this is really bad. We have to do something about this. And I said, what did he say? He said, well, I'll just come in and tell you. But he told me over the phone right before broadcast. He's driving up here right now to be on in the next segment or at the bottom of the hour. Beck said that we want violent overthrow of the U.S. government, InfoWars, by name. And that we tried to cover up the Bundy supposed racist comments, and that we were there, and that basically that was our video, or that we knew and tried to cover it up. Our people were there a week and a half ago. This was said last weekend. None of my reporters were there. We covered it yesterday when we saw it in the morning, when it had been out less than 12 hours. We got Bundy on. And I said the way they edited his comments, I think, sounded, you know, very offensive and racist, but that I understood where he was coming from. And he said, no, I meant they've traded out one form of slavery for the other. But to basically say we're racist and we want violence, I mean, Beck, there's a reason you're getting sued right now, okay? And I don't think you're going to win. And I don't intend anything like that, but look, what you're doing is torturous interference. I know you're obsessed with my show. I know you watch it for years and take our guests and spin it. I don't care. That's fine. I just want to defeat tyranny. But what I'm trying to get at here is that he's putting out the exact talking points of Media Matters that on record is the White House, direct conduit from the White House telling them what to do and say. MSNBC, CNN, I understand saying I'm behind the Boston bombing and I'm deeply racist and, you know, all the rest of it. But to have Glenn Beck doing it, and I know what this is. He knows we're getting on affiliates all over the country. The show's exploding right now. Most of the stations we're on carry Glenn Beck. And he knows, because I've talked to some program directors, that there's little comments and things going on from the people in his office, not even a syndicator, Premier, about me and how I'm a bad show to have. And this has been going on behind the scenes. And then a lot of times I'm on live and Glenn Beck's on at night. He doesn't like that. He's an egomaniac. My show ends up getting picked up on Sunday live. While we do that show, people get a taste of it. Then they put us on at night, and then invariably we end up going on live. And I mean, they literally replace Rush Limbaugh with us in areas of the country and get better ratings. And I'm not, I never had this slot to go up against Rush Limbaugh. I didn't want this slot. I had a nighttime show that GCN made me 17 years ago change to a daytime slot. And I said, I think it's a horrible idea. I don't want to go up against Rush Limbaugh. I need to go after stations at night. There's no way stations are going to dump Limbaugh for me. And they said, you're so good. His name was Michael Trudeau, and Ted Anderson still runs the network, but Michael Trudeau was like, I'm going to put Sean up against him. You're going to take over. Well, I guess he was about 15 years, you know, early on that. But the point is that I want Rush Limbaugh to be on every TV station in the country because his ideas are a lot better than what the control left puts out. I want Glenn Beck to have 50 million listeners. I want Glenn Beck to sell 100 million books. I want Glenn Beck to have long days, pleasant nights. Because I agree with most of what he has to say. But, man, you know, it's a big deal when somebody says you're a racist with no proof. It's a big deal when they say that that you want to overthrow the U.S. government and have violence to, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 million people a day. I mean, that's really meant to hurt me. I mean, I don't care when MSNBC says it with 500,000 viewers and people know they're a pack of liars. That's a big deal when Glenn Beck does that to me. And I don't know what he thinks I'm going to do. I mean, I'm not going to take that line down. So we've got such bigger issues with Russia, huge issues with Obama trying to get the guns, trying to bust the borders, overrunning the Constitution, that I'll probably just let him walk all over me. But at a certain level, man, when people don't want you to be on the air and they want to get you off stations and they'll lie about you to do it, and I'm not even in competition with him, and Rush Limbaugh's done nothing bad to me. He said snide things about me a few times when he didn't agree with something somebody wrote on my website, and that's fine. I don't agree with everything on there, but a lot of times he covers our story. He doesn't really give us credit, but I happen to know from behind the scenes some folks that play golf with him that he actually agrees with us more than he disagrees and listens to the show sometimes. Limbaugh, we're in competition with Rush Limbaugh, directly up against him, and he doesn't do this kind of crap. And, I mean, this is dangerous, folks, to have somebody on the air saying that you want to overthrow the government, want a violent overthrow. We already played clips like that 2 weeks ago. So I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this today. But, yeah, I dare somebody like Glenn Beck to say that to my face. That's all I've got to say. Because I got a family, and I've already put myself in the crosshairs. And this is Benedict Arnold-type stuff, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, this is textbook Benedict Arnold crap. And our affiliates out there who listen, the program directors and owners, they know what I say on air, and they're standing beside us and supporting us and not dumping our show, Beck. Go make your movies. Ghostwrite your books. Do whatever you're going to do, man. I'm not jealous or envious of you. Okay? I understand until 10 years ago, you were, or 12 years ago, you were a shock jock that did shock, trash, you know, type radio, Howard Stern wannabe stuff. I don't care. I understand you picked up my show and duplicated it and made it more palatable. I understand that you're obsessed with me. I understand that. I get it, okay? But listen, I'm happy for you to imitate me and to take my knowledge. That's the whole point of this show. I want to beat the globalists. So I'm going to tell you again, stop now. Stop trying to set me up with Rachel Maddow in the White House. You may work with them.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from TerraGenics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call TerraGenics at 866-369-3678 or visit TerraGenics.com. TerraGanix.com.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in breads, and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. For a limited time, use the promo code WATER15 and get 15% off on all ProPure systems at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Who has the perfect piece of gear for your bushcraft pack or bug out bag? CanteenShop.com. Want to be able to start a fire in any weather? CanteenShop.com. Need a well-built handcrafted knife that'll be passed down for generations? Get to CanteenShop.com for the best selection of high-quality hand-picked gear from over 20 small U.S. businesses and big-name brands to bring you the best that the bushcraft survival world has to offer. CanteenShop.com. What's missing? What's missing from your kit?
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
That the dice are loaded, everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost.
The truth is, the globalists are gearing up for a civil war in this country. They're going to start. And a lot of libertarian and conservative talk show hosts are scared, and they're going to join with the globalists in the takeover of this country. And they're going to demonize anybody who stands up for freedom and the Constitution, and they're going to salute the black uniforms as I and others like Ron Paul are hauled off to prison, and as Rand Paul is discredited and destroyed. I don't think it's going to get to that, because the American people aren't going to be intimidated and called racist and called terrorist. That's not going to work. You know, calling anybody that supports land rights or anybody that doesn't want free speech zones or snipers pointing guns at peaceful protesters with tasers and police dogs. If you don't like that, you're a domestic terrorist, you're an insurgent, you're an extremist, and yes, you're a racist if they can find anybody involved who talks in a hillbilly dialect. That's how all this propaganda works. And a lot of people get scared by it. And a lot of Republican leadership wants to continue the land grabs. They want to continue the bid rigging. They want to continue the no-bid contracts. They want to continue business as usual. Well, business as usual is collapsing this country. And we either change course now or we go off the edge into oblivion. Now, I'm going to talk with Knight briefly about what he heard Beck say last night. And I guess we're going to dig through the video and audio files of it yesterday and post it just to document what we're saying. But it doesn't matter. A lot of you probably heard it saying that we want violence and that we're basically covering up the racism of Bundy, and that we were out there at the ranch 2 weeks ago when he said all this, when we all now know this was taped Saturday and was not by our reporters. And, of course, we reported on it. I mean, it's one thing to say Bundy could be a hillbilly or maybe racist. I don't think that's the case. He's certainly a fossil, though. And I think some of the stuff he said could be taken as offensive. I mean, like, there's black people out here. I'll bring one in the house and got them around here. I mean, it's just literally out in the middle of nowhere. It'd be like, I brought a Yankee in here. I saw one of them. City slicker. I mean, these are folks in the desert, seven generations. So, I think the Bundys are good people overall, and I think he just says what he's thinking. But compared to aborting 52% of black people, compared to all the other evil that's going on around here, we're letting him change the subject off of what almost became a new Tiananmen Square out there in the desert onto a statement. And by the way, we have the unedited statements of Clive and Bundy up on Infowars.com, where he said everything he said about, I want to help black folks in the Spanish. Nobody, you know, I don't want to hear they don't pay taxes and work hard. You know, it's wrong. They need their liberty, and we don't need to reverse the changes that were made during the 60s for liberty. We don't need to go back, and that's what this big government's doing. We got the full video up on Infowars.com and the transcript, so now I see what he's saying about it being out of context. Because when I had him on yesterday, because we were trying to cover it up, you know, that's why we're the first to recover it and get a response from him, the first that we know of. I think it was one of the radio show had him on before us that I saw on drugs. So I guess the second. The point is, within hours of this breaking in the New York Times, the day it broke, we have him on and are sitting there saying we don't agree with the way this had been spun and making sure this wasn't what he really stood for. And then we've already got MSNBC, CNN, and Glenn Beck, and Media Matters, and Vanity Fair saying that I'm with this guy and that I want violent overthrow. That's not what Bundy wants, and that I'm a racist. I mean, it's just really, really creepy to have this type of stuff going on. And now it turns out he was telling the truth. People go, well, he did make the cotton picking point. Yes. He was saying that that was not in the context of the quote. And now we have the full quote. It turns out he was telling the truth. So now that you see it in full context, clearly this is like my great-grandfather's. I talked to my parents about this last night, did not talk like this. But I've always run into hillbillies in the middle of nowhere that do talk like this. And they're actually not racist. They are literally out of a time machine. But there's bad things if you go back in a time machine. There's also good things. They're saying no to the feds and no to Tiananmen Square because they're so old-fashioned. That's the good part of their old-fashionedness, is to be straight-shooting and to stand up against tyranny. But then it's like talking to somebody who got off a time machine from 150 years ago. It sounds really weird to modern trendies and metrosexuals and everybody else, and quite frankly, myself included. Because he's such a straight shooter. and tells you exactly what he's thinking. No political correctness. But wouldn't you rather that than the new religion of political correctness? Now, when we come back, the really big news that this is distracting from. This Bundy thing's becoming like the Malaysian airliner. Russia wants to start World War III. Ukrainian Prime Minister.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Attention men suffering from ED. My name's Matt Cook, and I hated the humiliation and embarrassment of ED. I couldn't stand disappointing my wife anymore. Then I discovered this strange exercise that makes ED go away. I made you this new video at quickedfix.com showing you how easy it is to fix ED better than pills. Now my wife and I are like newlyweds again thanks to this strange exercise that fixed my ED better than pills, and it works for almost all men who try it.
My half of our love life is better than anything I've ever experienced before.
Things are so much better now. Everything kind of came back overnight. My girlfriend is very happy.
I have used your system for about 3 weeks, and I'm already seeing great results.
But warning, the drug companies dread my strange exercise because it fixes ED better than pills. They hate the lost profits from men dumping their pills. They want me to take the video down. So watch now at quickedfix.com. Discover the strange exercise that fixes ED better than pills. That's quickedfix.com. Quickedfix.com. Quickedfix.com.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. Worried about the Wall Street Casino? Yeah, me too. Wondering when the stock market is going to collapse? You probably want answers, but you know you can't trust the global elite. Well, my good friend Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, has created a DVD set called The Millionaire Black Box. And for a limited time, you get free access. Call 1-800-259-3131. Find out how the global elite invests without having to deal with the global elite themselves. 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered Mother's Day flowers yet, visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. Her flowers are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Babies incinerated to heat UK hospitals. Soylent Green, ladies and gentlemen, is made out of people.
But now children are literally being passed through the furnace in order to fuel hospitals in the UK. They're being sacrificed on the altar of efficiency and prosperity.
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
The powdered flesh from dead babies. Some people believe they can cure disease.
Because of its enormous popularity, Soylent Green is in short supply. Remember, Tuesday is Soylent Green Day.
The supply of Soylent Green has been exhausted. You must evacuate the area.
Today is Tuesday!
The federal court ruled that the shareholders of PepsiCo, big Bilderberg Group company, are not allowed to know what they're using the baby parts for in the flavoring, but we already know. So enjoy the flavor.
We're going to get the real solution, which is going to be a combination of death panels and sales taxes.
I'm consistently pro-death. I'm for assisted suicide. I'm for regular suicide. I'm for whatever gets the freeway moving.
Is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better not to lay off those 10 teachers and to make that trade-up in medical costs. But that's called the death panel, and you're not supposed to have that discussion.
They told me to say that they were sorry, but that you had become unreliable.
Is this the kind of society that you want to live in? Any kind of society that would do this to its children will do it to its senior citizens. It will do it to its dissidents. That kind of society will also eventually turn on its police, on its army, on its prison guards, on the Quislings and the collaborators who make that possible. This is nothing but a suicide cult.
The scoops are on their way. The scoops are on their way. I repeat, the scoops are on their way.
You will find out why Soylent Green means life. You will find out why Soylent Green means death.
We gotta stop them!
Is the secret of Soylent Green.
Soylent Green is people!
Next thing they'll be breeding us like cattle for food. You gotta tell them.
Science fiction becomes reality. Thank you, Charlton Heston. You know, we reported about a month ago, and people didn't even believe the story, that UK hospitals were burning the bodies of aborted babies to heat the hospitals. Well, LifeSite News, Breitbart, and The Examiner, Drudge has it, drudgereport.com, are all reporting Oregon Energy Plant burns aborted babies to generate electricity for the state. And now the state is saying that they're going to halt that. Oregon County put stop to incinerating aborted babies for electricity. Quote, we are outraged. They didn't even know that was going on. And meanwhile, speaking of Oregon, cover Oregon Health Exchange website to shut down. I mean, that's how fraudulent all of this garbage is via Obamacare. Now, here's the big news today, and it ties in to the attack on free speech as well. There's just a war on every front and a bunch of key economic news. This news is so big that, quite frankly, I shouldn't cover anything but this. But what I'm going to do is, at the start of the next hour, I will focus as professionally as I can and muster all of my oratory skills and try to break down what's happened in Ukraine and where I believe it's going. Now, you know, so far I've predicted what was going to happen, and it's starting to happen. It's not hard to predict. This is a globalist plan. So I'm really looking at what they're doing, what they've done in the past, and their programs of destabilization. And so it's not really even predicting, except this is Russia, and the outcomes are so horrible that I can't believe this is happening. And if I was a coward, or even if I had more self-preservation instincts, I would be getting my family out of the United States right now. And I'm not saying that that means we're going to have a nuclear war, but if there was, say, a 10% chance that there was going to be a nuclear war, would you get your family out of major target sites, like the middle of Texas? Or if there was a 10% chance robbers were coming to kill you, would you get out of your house that night? I'd say there's a 10% chance, probably higher, that we're going to have a full-out nuclear war. And people have heard my show for 19 years. Some of you have been listening that long in Austin, been syndicated for almost 18. You know I've never talked like that. Usually nuclear war threats are just stuff the government uses to hype. This is a really bad situation. It's so horrible that it's beyond having a nasty feeling in my mind and in my chest and my stomach. It's more just a feeling of unbelief, disbelief. Let me just read you these headlines, okay? And then I'm going to get to this at the start of the next hour. Russia wants to start World War III, Ukrainian Prime Minister. That's CNBC. That's not Alex Jones. Here's AP. Ukraine Foreign Minister ready to fight Russia. AP. London Telegraph. Ukraine helicopter hit by a grenade taking off. A Ukraine helicopter has been crippled in a grenade attack as Kiev warns Moscow is engineering a third world war. Third World War. Did you hear that? Putin warns of consequences as Ukraine steps up offensive. Bloomberg. Kerry warns Russia of expensive new sanctions. On the heels of that, S&P downgrades Russia. Russia threatens scorched earth retaliation against NATO countries. That's a zero hedge up on Infowars.com. Washington Free Beacon. Pentagon, Russia spy ship, tug operations near U.S. Ships near nuclear submarine base in Kings Bay, Georgia. They're surveilling and obviously getting ready for submarine launch cruise missile attacks on the U.S. Can't stop those cruise missiles, folks. So the Russians have moved cruise missiles into the coast. They don't need Cuba anymore. Thanks a lot, New World Order. How traders are preparing for a worsening Ukraine crisis, CNBC. We have the twin dangers of the Ukraine crisis, an article by Newt Gingrich that basically tells the truth other than demonizing Russia and admits it caused World War III. That's CNN. Okay. What's the issue here? This was triggered when Ukraine didn't vote 3.5 months ago to go under EU spinnerets and be rolled up and put in the web to be sucked dry. They didn't want to jump in the spider web, so they activated the paramilitary groups to blow up government buildings and firebomb everything, open Nazis, heiling Hitler. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. And then to take over the country. And I'm not saying that a lot of Ukrainians don't have beef with Russia and that Russia isn't another tyranny. The point is that the West started this. And I said the Russians are going to grab certain areas that they control and need, and then the other Russians in the East are going to want to join Russia. They're going to stand up themselves. They're not going to want to be ethnically cleansed. Now, civil war is going to break out. They're going to send in the Ukrainian military, NATO, CIA-backed. The Russians are going to fight back. The Russians are going to roll armor in. If NATO responds militarily, boom, nuclear war. I mean, that's the scenario next hour I'm going to walk through with you. And my gut tells me this is not some higher-level deal with Putin where they're going to just divide the two countries and act like that it was a fight. And the decision has been made to cut the country in two, and Russia gets to suck eastern Ukraine dry, and NATO and the EU get to suck the other side dry, like the Hitler-Stalin pact with Poland. Now, I think that's in the cards and being discussed. Diplomatically, they always have multiple game plans, but that's not where this is going. And the hardening of structures, the digging in, the bunkers here, the bunkers in Russia, the global financial crisis, Rand Corporation 2 years ago signaling on a major theater war, maybe a third world war, to bring in the world government. This could be it. 5 years before Joel Skousen says it's coming. And I think Joel's a smart guy, but and we'll get him on, you know, maybe next week, maybe Sunday. I'll be live this Sunday. I will be in studio live this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. We've had family stuff come up, and then I've had stuff happen, you know, like Easter. So I've missed a few of the Sunday shows. And my grandmother, I don't want to get into it. She's 89, and she's had a fall about a month ago, and we've been taking care of her. I don't want to get off into all that, but she's stabilized now. So that's why I've been missing some time. When it rains, it pours. I had a bunch of other family stuff going on, so that's, but I'm here. I only take a few days off here and there. I'll probably take more time off. It's just when it rains, it pours. A lot of other family stuff I'll tell you about later, but very soon. But the point is that all hell's been breaking loose around here. But I'll be live this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., Lord willing. Now, here's the issue. There are times in history when more happens in a year than happened the previous 50. Many historians have said that. We're entering that key flux period right now where on every front, technological development, cultural changes, demographic changes, military operations, awakenings, decadence, the good, the bad, and the ugly, you're going to see a lot of things happen. And you're also, during crises, going to find out who's who. Benedict Arnold was probably the third, or after George Washington, General Greene, maybe the second greatest general of the 6-7 year war from 1775, officially 1776, that went on for the next 6 years or so. But it turned out the last 2 years he thought we were going to lose, And he'd been British the whole time. Most people fighting were British. They were tired of having their rights taken. They both have been redcoats. George Washington, all of them. And so he was a double agent the whole time, the last 2 years at least, because he thought he was going with the winners. He didn't all in for what he thought was right. He was a pragmatist, a sociopath. I can officially say, after 5 years, 6 years of Winbeck lying about me and attacking me, that he is a Benedict Arnold. There's no doubt that's who he is. For whatever reason, he may have always been a globalist. He may have always been bad news. I don't attack him when he said horrible lies about me. I mean, God, he said I have sex with Charlie Sheen in showers, folks. I knew Charlie Sheen very well before he got back on drugs and melted down. I met him through his brother, who's been a longtime listener, Emilio Estevez, and his dad. I'll leave it at that. The family were listeners before Charlie Sheen. And I've spent a lot of time at Martin Sheen's house. He's not the big liberal people think he is. They kind of manipulate the media who he really is. They're really smart people. His mother's an amazing lady. But that's the kind of stuff. And I ignore stuff like that. You know, you can say that's a joke. But then when he's always implying that I want civil war, want to kill police, and that I'm covering up racism, and that the Alex Jones side wants violence, as he said a week and a half ago, enough is enough. Because, you know, when he says any civil disobedience like we saw at the Bundy Ranch is bad and he's against it, and he's really showing you who he is when he said 3 years ago on Fox that we played this last week, that the government's going to stage terror attacks and blame the Liberty Movement for it. Well, he had their memos. He's right. He was listening to me then. He was, I guess, having a moment of thinking, oh, I'm scared they're going to set me up and blame me. I'll expose it. Well, now he's scared and doesn't want to go the route of telling the truth. Benedict Arnold, who was a great general, who we wish would have stayed true to the cause, has cowered out and decided to fully join the system. So, and he doesn't like the fact that we're on a lot of the same affiliates as him. And so I'm not against those affiliates. I think it's a good show for you to carry. But don't penalize me because Glenn Beck's talking bad about me every day now, basically. Okay, I'm not attacking anybody in the conservative or liberty movement. I'm trying to stop Obama and the globalists who use the race card. And now Beck, and I didn't hear it, but my reporter heard it and wrote down notes. And I just got to go to the subscription thing to get it, but somebody will put it on YouTube. And then we can play it for documentation here. But Knight wrote notes. He's got notes right there. His brother-in-law called him and heard it in the morning, so it re-airs on our local affiliate, 590. So he tuned in last night while he was moving in the U-Haul and listened to it and wrote notes. And it was the classic stuff I've heard. What's that site, that crazy guy? Oh, I don't know, InfoWars? Yeah, that nut. Yeah, guy that wants to overthrow the U.S. government, wants violence? Yeah, well, he knew about the Bundy stuff, tried to cover it up. Yeah, tried to cover up the racism. Man, that is real defamation, okay? We had nothing. We did absolutely no such thing at any level. And so this isn't about Beck. It's about what's going to happen when the globalists blow up a new Oklahoma City and try to blame us. What's going to happen when they start a new war? What's going to happen when they come after domestic groups and the guns? A lot of big hosts are going to say, well, go ahead and do it. And, well, Alex Jones has been arrested and Ron Paul just died of a stroke. Wink, wink. Well, I think it's normally died of a stroke. He was old and, yeah, Rand Paul just was in a car wreck. His back's broken. Alex Jones, you know, tried to shoot out with cops, and they took him out. Or he got caught with a bunch of drugs, with a, you know, whatever. That's the kind of stuff they do. I want you to know that when that happens, folks, you're looking at an enemy operative. Okay? Because now he's crossed the Rubicon with me. David Knight, you heard this last night, and again, it's bigger than Beck. It shows that he's scared. He's decided to throw in with the Southern Poverty Law Center the exact talking points of the White House-run Media Matters. Michael Savage isn't doing this. He's getting more hardcore. We salute him. He's not a coward. Sean Hannity's not being a coward. Rush Limbaugh's not being a coward. Glenn Beck has shown himself to be a really dangerous person. And I don't do this on air. I have to protect myself and the Liberty Movement. David, what did you hear last night?
Well, Alex, it really got me upset. As you point out, they were saying, pretending that they didn't know what InfoWars was, or that they'd never heard of InfoWars. But what he's doing is he's playing a very dangerous game, and he's totally mischaracterizing what happened there on Saturday the 12th. When this thing came out yesterday with the New York Times, he's essentially doing the Al Sharpton, Southern Poverty Law Center talking points, the way the New York Times edited and distorted and spun Bundy's comments, and he's doubling down on it, taking their talking points. But what was also bad was the way he was portraying Bundy, the people with him, and even us as being the aggressors, as being the people who are threatening. He's trying to pretend that he's Gandhi. He's not Gandhi. He's a Quisling. What happened there?
I mean, you told me, quote,
yes.
You said he said, you know, the InfoWars group wants the violent overthrow.
Yes. What he was saying was, he said, they're pushing for this. He goes, when I heard that it was, I knew from the beginning that I didn't want to, I wanted to be on the other side of the story because InfoWars made this a national story. He goes, that should be a red flag. Not a false flag, ha ha ha,
no,
but
Drudge
a red
made
flag.
It, I'm not blaming Drudge, I'm giving him the credit. Drudge made it a national story. We broke it, he made it national.
Exactly.
It is a big story.
And he's saying that, you know, we're constantly pushing for revolution. I think that's not true. What happened there is exactly what Glenn Beck claims he wants to see happen. And that is peaceful people peacefully standing up with loaded guns in their face like Tiananmen Square. Now, some people, I didn't see anybody down there with a gun on them, but there were, well, actually, there was a couple of guys that were holding rifles, but nobody
but
was pointing anything.
There were back up there.
There was one guy on the bridge. They keep showing that picture from multiple angles, okay?
But the point is that now it's been projected onto us, and now we weren't there this weekend when he made the black comments,
right.
And then he said basically we were involved in that.
He said, these guys are embedded there. They're everywhere. He goes, they know that he was making those comments last Saturday. Well, that was not even the same Saturday. He's totally out of the scene.
He's not wrong. Yeah. I know his insider people. He's got at least four FBI agents with him at all times, so-called retired. This is FBI.
Yeah.
Just like Al Sharpton's FBI, I will bet my right arm the FBI is feeding all this to Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck is the FBI. So of course, they're attacking us. This is the FBI.
With the globalists making more and more advances into our freedoms every day and ruining our healthcare system, it's important to be able to take back control of our own personal healthcare. Colloidal Silverwater even fights against the new designer bugs. The best prices found anywhere, along with the highest quality. That's why you'll love silver creams and water from colloidalresearch.com. Silver's been used for thousands of years to fight against germs and bacteria because it works. Check it out for yourself at colloidalresearch.com. That's colloidalresearch.com.
Attention all radio listeners. Survival Life is giving away free credit card knives exclusively to our radio listeners here today. Visit mycreditcardknife.com to see this covert knife in action and claim yours for free. It's the same knife you've seen in the airline magazines for $29.95, but today it's yours free. Just pay shipping and handling. mycreditcardknife.com, mycreditcardknife.com. Go now.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
By By the way, a lot of this has come out in the news that Beck has up to 20 security people at his house and office and goes around with an entourage, as many as 35. But he admittedly has, quote, retired FBI agents. The number I was given was over six, but four at any one time, that live at his house and stuff. And when you look at the talking points, these are White House. This is Eric Holder's Justice Department, Harry Reid talking points. And I started seeing that 2 weeks ago and got really freaked out, David Knight. Mm-hmm. And I said, man, and he was just waiting the whole time to then open up an attack. And now now I was sent by one of our affiliates the clip. We're getting it queued up. In fact, it's ready right now. Part of this diatribe you heard saying we want revolution, we want violence. They're positioning him as a Judas goat to lead the liberty movement. It all just clicked.
Yes.
He is actually Benedict Arnold. He actually works for Obama. And I'm sorry I have to say that. He really does.
They wasted no time at all. The day.
Well, no, he was the leader even before the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Oh, yeah.
He's been carrying the ball. He was putting the talking points out before the White House Media Matters.
He had seven talking points the day after the shootout. It was the number one story. And when I Googled Clive and Bundy, it was it. That's why I read his story.
Our story was number one because of Drudge.
That's right. But after the standoff, what he did was he had a story out there with seven talking points basically saying there's no connection to Harry Reid. The BLM acted perfectly reasonably. There's no problem with the Desert Tortoise. I mean, ignoring Agenda 21. And then
it's sovereign citizen. Yeah, using the Southern Poverty Law Center catchphrase,
exactly.
The White House catchphrase. This is John P. Holdren.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, John P. Holdren, Eric Holder.
Well, they had the article on Sunday after the Saturday showdown. And then on Monday, he had Clive and Bundy on, and they tried to hang... put words in his mouth and hang the label of sovereign citizen movement.
By the way, has there not been a directive the full year you're here to not attack Glenn Beck and not talk about him?
That's right.
Have there been any other directives about anything else?
No.
And just tell the truth.
It was very hard to do that.
And don't infight and keep the eyes on stopping the globalists.
That's right. That's right.
And how many attacks did we ignore?
A lot. And you know.
But I am not going to hear that I want a violent revolution, so when the feds blow up another Oklahoma City, I get the blame. And this guy handled by, I'm telling you, it all just clicked, just like I knew Reid was involved, and they're scared. This guy probably actually meets with Obama.
Yeah, it's not just Cass Sunstein saying he's going to pit one group of alternative media against another. He says he's going to infiltrate it and lead it away, like you talked about, a Judas goat.
Well, I'm telling you, folks, if something happens to me or Drudge or WorldNet Daily, Joseph Farah, it's now been declassified, was on the Clinton hit list.
Mm-hmm.
And he's coming on the third hour today. And now you got all this internet censorship stuff coming up in the next hour. They're moving right now. Let me tell you who's real. WorldNet Daily, Drudge, InfoWars. People have shown who's on the right side, even though he said he didn't like these comments, which I agree with, you know, the way they're taken, Sean Hannity. I'm not saying he's perfect. The point is, we're really finding out who's who, man. Let's go to this clip one of our affiliates sent us of what you said you heard last night. Here's Beck.
Quite honestly, some of the people from, what's that stupid website's name?
Are you talking about the crazy conspiracy of InfoWars?
InfoWars. Mm-hmm. Because these guys were so deeply embedded with the Bundys, we thought, there's something wrong. Because if you're a spiritual person and you don't see these guys a mile away...
That's a red flag, right?
That's a real red flag, and it's not a false flag. these guys are dangerous. They are looking for revolution. They're looking for a fight. And you just keep those guys a million miles away from you. And anybody with any spiritual radar should see that one coming.
That's right. If you have spiritual radar, you know that his lie that we want violence is true. Now, we're defensive, saying we just want private property, our family, Second Amendment. We just want stage rights. We just want freedom. We don't want Agenda 21. We just want liberty. And then the other clips are we're racist, too. So,
you know, he keeps talking about Gandhi. He keeps talking about peaceful, nonviolent resistance. That's exactly what we did. The fact that you've got somebody with a six-shooter in his holster walking up to somebody that's got an AR-15 trained on him, hiding behind shields, barking over the loudspeaker that they're going to shoot. That is peaceful,
Look, you know, when Obama makes his move, Beck's going to support it.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, something just clicked. He talked about how...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I can't. chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. For a limited time, use the promo code WATER15 and get 15% off on all ProPure systems at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.